You're faced every day with priorities that involve multiple other people and projects. Where do you find your well-being on your list of to-dos? Just hoping it's going to magically happen at some point in your day is not working. Here's what can help. Hi, welcome to the Connect with Sheila Botello podcast. I'm an entrepreneur, self-care strategist, and creator of the Seasons Self-Care app. I'm committed to helping you reconnect to your purpose, elevate your well-being, and build your version of a happy, successful life. You're listening to a Monday minisode where I share an insight designed to help you live into what lights you up this week. And as I look at the week ahead, I think about all of the projects and plans and all of the innovation and all of the excitement and enthusiasm and sometimes the stress and the overwhelm and the questions of where to focus that all of us encounter, no matter where we find ourselves, whether you're building a career, building your home, building a business, there is so much involved. And what I want to draw your attention to is an analogy that comes from my witness and study and experience with people in business, leading businesses, building amazing, incredible companies. And that is this view of what is the role of a CEO? And that term means chief executive officer. I've heard someone once say they are the CVO, the chief vision officer, because ultimately that's what a CEO is. The person who is casting the vision for the direction of their company and of this enterprise that they have entered into. And these CEOs or CVOs are not doing it alone. Certainly when you're starting your business, it can feel like you need to wear all the hats, and that's just totally a reality for many people. And many other businesses start by getting venture capital or getting loans or grants or things to start a business to help support them in their vision, because they realize they need to have the space to be able to cultivate those ideas, to cast the vision, and then to have it implemented. It can be challenging to do it all. So some people start small. Some people go for the big deals so that they can get going faster. There's different ways of doing it. But the key element here is when you are the CEO, you are in charge and you need a team and you need the support and structures to help give you everything you need to create the outcome that you are after. It's not something you can just throw against a wall and hope that it'll all work out. Certainly some of our ideas and the creativity, like that's where it can come from. However, in order to really get traction, we need to have a clear picture of where we're going and at least first stages to move towards. And how do we do that with clear-minded focus? We do it by taking care of ourselves. And as I've mentioned, I'm a self-care strategist, and I really believe that anything successful that we build in our life, and again, your version of success is very important here. You get to decide what that means, but any version of success that you create has to come from a place where you have clarity. And that place of clarity comes from having a rested mind, having space to allow the ideas to flow and to land, and for you to be able to take space to sit with these ideas and cast the vision and see where are the possibilities? Where can this go? And in order to do so, you need to be feeling well. You need to have the support in your well-being to do these things. And so I'd love to transfer this idea. I'd love to have you think about this week. The idea of being the CEO of you. So there's your occupation, your business, your career, etc. But then there's also you. How do you want to show up in the world? What's your vision for how you want to be perceived and remembered when people look back and think of you? So to do that, you also need to create space for you to get still and quiet, to connect with those things that are most important to you in your purpose and in your life, the vision for your future. And so it really all starts with self-care. I've been saying this for a while. I've been beating this drum and I'll continue to do it because when you are clear-headed and caring for yourself, everything else gets better and everyone around you benefits because you're showing up as the most clear-minded, rested, whole person that you can be. And there's always iterations of this, I get it. But ideally, when you are doing these things, when you're rested and you're able to have focus, you're not needing to repeat things over and over. You may be making less or fewer mistakes. You're able to know who is the best person to help you on a certain project, who to delegate to. You have the clear-minded presence to be able to make good choices. And you get to make decisions faster instead of needing to go back and forth, make a decision, change your mind, go back, make a different choice. It saves so much time. So as you're going about your week, I want you to think about what is your vision for this week and then also move forward to what is your vision for your life? As far ahead as you can think and work backward to what does that look like in terms of you being the person you need to be today in order for that to come to pass? And I really believe it starts with you feeling at your best. The way we can do that is by taking good care of ourselves. Now, in my Season Self-Care app, you will see there is what I call the Cyclical Self-Care Primer, and it talks about how to envision your self-care from a cyclical perspective, because the women I work with, and really all of us humans, we are cyclical creatures, right? Just like the days and the years and the seasons and the months are all very cyclical, so are we. And so I invite you to go check that out. You'll see it at the link in the show notes. It's a little program that I put together that's free on my Season Self-Care app that you can download in the Google Play or the Apple App Store to really get you focused on what are those highest value ways you can take care of you to really start being the CEO of yourself. I hope you enjoy that. I hope you find it helpful. And there's other ways that you can work with me that you'll see in there as well. And I have other things linked in the show notes. But ultimately, this is all the purpose of this is for you to live your life in a way that feels so meaningful to you. And where you don't find yourself spinning your wheels quite so much. Those times will come in our life, but at least if you have a beautiful foundation to build from, anything is possible. And this is also something we focus on in the Seasons Collective. You're going to be hearing more about it. It is a space for you to step into the next phase of your life or business evolution in a community that places a high value on personal growth, connection, and making a positive impact in the world without burning out. You can learn all about that at the link in the show notes as well. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. If you got something valuable from this episode, share it with a friend, tag me on the socials. I love shouting you out, and rate and review in the podcast store because that is how the message gets out. So I look forward to seeing you on another episode. I have more information coming out from a live that I did the other day about the Seasons app. You'll see it on Wednesday, on the 30th of June. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your week. Big blessings.